Fresh Chav Tes Sif Yud Ches. So we're talking about the Eris Terabonon. The Chazal answered besides the Psalm of Schach Midaraisa, the Psalm of Terabonon. So we spoke about the Ezrech Ra, Ritz Noisher. We spoke about if it's the Isris of Chavila, that was the last three Sifim. And also the Sachach Menesorim Shurchav and Arba. Chazal said you can't, you have a piece of wood, it's not a Kabbalatum, it's Pshuta Kliates. Just it's a board, but since it's four tefachim wide, that's the type of board you would use in the building of a roof. So therefore, Chazal answered using it. Xeri, you might think you can use a roof. Now, once they answered it and they said it's chach posel, they said it's posel even if you put it in the filo hafachon al tzidin, even if you turn it sideways, so it's half an inch wide, 2 inches, an inch wide, whatever it is. So it's once Chazal gave it a din of schach posel, it's a problem. Chain ben arba. Yemei Rechav ben arba. Ksherim, however, the wood is not four tefachim wide. Filhem meshupim shadarim al kam. Even if they've been shaped, again, as long as they're still flat, they're not makabel tumah. Some bigger than their kosher, but when all goes to the sachah b'hem klal, the minhag is not to use them. Okay, see the shabura. Mem hey shurchav on arba. Tefachim the four tefachim wide. Shadarim the tikkus abayis. That's more like along the lines of a roofing material. Shadarim yeshiv tachas tikkus abayis. Shadarim kol hashor. The guy's going to shana. He said, listen, you know. Why should I go out to the sukkah? I got to sit in my house already. That's what the schach looks like. And vahu vare posel. That's talk of posel deraisa. Sukkah marachmanav lebay shakol mitzvah shana. It has to be a sukkah, temporary dwelling, not your regular house. So where geyser this nesorim due to that case. Once they were geyser it, they said afilo hafokan al tzidon. Hanashal hit the rock on the sukkah. He didn't put the width on the sukkah. Elahishkim and Altidin. You laid it sideways on its side. So still it's a problem. However, they're not four tefachim. Which shame my boy. They don't have four tefachim. Lav dafka. Who did I feel? Hem chusim mishloisha. Even if they're less than three tefachim wide, they're going to be possible.
Why?
But the kibbutz yesh shem psul aleim. Chazal made this schach posel. So nasa we deal with it. Mirabonan. The Gemara says this. Kishuna shamatocha is as if it would be metal bars, which are posel mikra din. So psulam the sachaben b'chol yin shayfchem, which they become posel in any direction. So Chazal didn't want to just say that they answered using the boards in a certain way. I'm not sure why Chazal did not want to say that. But rather, they put a status of psul on the schach, so that any which way you put it, is not acceptable.
But if there has one dimension, that's four.
Correct.
Or any board.
Right now, we're talking about someone has a dimension of four.
But if it has three, it's okay.
If it only has a width of three to start with, correct, that's fine.
That's pretty wide.
Well, we're going to get to, because we're going to see that the ming is not to. That's what Mechaber said at the end. So Medina the Gemara, that'd be fine. Three tefachim would be fine. Medina the Gemara.
Yeah.
Is it even if it's less than four, it's kosher?
So
even
if you since they're measured, and if it's three, and you put them flush against each other, you get barely a space between
correct.
Them. You could theoretically, I mean, it won't be waterproof because eventually the water will get through the wood.
Right.
Eventually, I mean, if it's a pouring rain. It's you're not putting roofing material on it, so it's eventually going to start dripping. But it could take a long time for that to happen.
Correct.
That was a pretty good idea.
Okay. Yeah, Shadarim Lekalim. Even if they've been shaped, I'll be Shariam Yeshiva. So they can be seated. You can sit in them. Kamriim Lishdamish Aleim. And you're able to hold items in them. The Hanalaniach Ezad over Agabon. So maybe it should be a problem. It's a Makabal Tumma. No, Avavikain ain't a Makabal Tumma. The Kimishal Yichadon, the Yeshiva. And by Tumas Yeshiva, which is a Tumma Pshita klesh rama kabel tuma kabel tuma from sheretz nevel etc. By zov, if he sits on something, even though it's pasha, it's mekabel tuma, but only if it was designated for the purpose of sitting. So it wasn't designated for that purpose. Now, what about the fact that you can hold something on it? Well, the Shum Tashi did not designate for any other purpose. I mean, the binyan or the scar, they're made either to, right now you're going to be using the wood for building purposes, so it's not makabal tumah, or the scar to sell. Megam Shum Xeris Tikra, and Behem, the Inregilim, the Sachib, Babayas, and the Sarm, Aksorim, Shenim, Rechabim, Arbat Wachim. So at least in those days, that what they will not cover the roof with small, with more narrow wood. But so why not? So first reason is what Baruch mentioned before. Maybe you're going to if you can do that, you can do it in such a way that the water can't get in, and that's not if it gets it the way which Bechala is able to get in, that's possible. Now, fascinating shot like this. Poison had the following shot. Somebody came up with a great idea. Let's say we Mishnah Berurah mentioned before, someone which made for Kabbalah, a pipe is not called made for Kabbalah unless it has some point where it's closed on one end, because the water just runs through it. So if I take two U-shaped pieces of wood, one like this, and one like that. I lay them one on top of the other, and I keep doing all across the top of the sukkah. So I'm a kabbal tumah, and I put them a small slant. So the water will no water will go into the sukkah, because all the water will run off the top one, be caught in the groove on the bottom one, and run off go off to the side. So it's not nowhere near Xeris Tikra. Mm-hmm. I'm not making anything, but Maisa, no water gets it.
No water gets
in. No water would get in, because the way you would set it up, no water would get in. So would that be acceptable for the sukkah or not?
So basically, you're not lining up the circles. You basically, you have the U, which is the bottom one. The bottom one would be like a U.
And then you put an N on top of it.
And you're putting another U, but upside down.
Right.
But you're not putting it to line up. You're putting it that the end, one side of the U fits into the groove of the other U, right? Is that what you meant?
Exactly.
It didn't mean like they just line up, because then the water would come down in between, because it would be like almost like a pipe if you did it that way, and then the water would come in
between. Right,
you're lining
one
it up,
one
and then
higher,
basically then the water goes into the groove, and then
it runs off.
That's a pretty good idea.
Right. So there's a big discussion amongst the poskim. Somebody had this idea in Yerushalayim, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, and made this, came up with this opinion. Is it acceptable or not? So once we have this minig over here, this minig over here, which we don't use them. Why not? Because you might set them in such a way that won't bring rain in. So that's the problem. So it's the same thing. If someone's down, if I call correctly, they have a sefer called Hasukkah. Very, very original name. It's called Hasukkah, So he brings a discussion about it. If I call correctly, he brings Rishon Zalman said not to do it. I imagine that he's referring to this minhag over here. We don't want you to set up in such a way the rain can't get it. Okay, that's the first argument. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vayitri Shekosus Midina Aser." However, we could. It's not just an issue of rain, which you're not supposed to do, etc. That's not the problem. But rather, it's possible Mikra Din. Why? Hold the Bismana Zemesachim and Batayim and Aserim Shein Behem Arba Tvachim. The Xeris Tikra, when it was limited to four, wasn't that Chazal says only four. Chazal said it was only the type of stuff that you normally roof with. But nowadays, we normally roof with things which are much more narrow than four tefachim. So that goes into Xeris Tikra. So that's the problem. The The first issue of being mesachich in a way that the rain can't get in is also an issue. So both are issues. Valkane. Okay, so halatish. So let's say you have like very narrow slats, this wide. Nobody uses that for roofing. I understand a board this wide you might use for roofing. It's not for tvachim, but it's, you know, two tvachim, right? But the slats nobody uses for roofing. So mitzad the issue of roofing, you're okay, but you still have the other issue. You have to be careful that you shouldn't set up in such a way that it's going to block the rain. So you can't do it in such a way that the rain shouldn't come in. The guy says, I'll use shingles, wood shingles, right? So, like, you know, that's there. You would have this concern. Now, I'm not sure why you wouldn't have the concern of the gzeira of Xeris Tikra. I mean, from the shingles. I don't know. Okay.
You mean shingles without anything underneath them?
Correct.
Well, it's not shingles, it's not Tikra.
You can't do what you can't do.
Shingles are on top of
something else, right? So
it's the wood, and then there's the shingles on top of that. It
right.
Has to have something to.
Probably that's a difference. Okay, so the men have to use them at all. Klal because the person b'shas atrak shein lehem b'malasachich. So the sorim said then the rabbana. So if you have no other choice, you might as well do it. At least we get them into the raisa. However, making a bracha on something which is kosher mitaraisa and possible mitarabanan, that's questionable. He sent it to Tofresh Mem Tes, which is halachas of Dal and Minim, which are Kashim and Rise and Possum and Rabban, the Shiloh, whether you make a bracha on them or not. So he says that's questionable. Okay. Sifu Test. Now, Sifu Test is a fascinating din, and there's going to be two major b'chogs who show them how to understand it. So the Mishnah talks a case. It's a quote from a Mishnah where a person came and put on top of the schach a sheet. Or he put under the this schach a sheet of a linen sheet, so it's a makapal tuma. It's a kli, it's a functioning kli. It's made for covering your bed. So you did it on top because of the sun, or bottom because of the Mishnah says because of the nosher, things which are going to fall off. Okay, the halacha is it's possible. Now, what was the issue? So we'll see two opinions. One opinion says the issue was the following, that you were worried about the fact that your schach is going to dry out because of the sun, or it's going to fall down because of the nosher, and you won't have enough schach. So you put this there to maintain the schach at its kosher level. The schach is only going to be functioning because of this item. So that's possible. This means this becomes an integral part of the function, and it's a makabal tumba. That's the only case in which is possible. But other than that, when you lie directly,
it's
makabel. But other than that, if it's not contributing directly to the function of the sukkah, the fact that it's there is not going to pass to the rest of your schach. It's right next to the schach, so it becomes botel to the schach. The first opinion says no. Even if it's not there contributing to the function of the sukkah, but it's not botel to the schach unless it's there to make the schach look nice. So noisuk is there to beautify the schach, means the schach is the ikur, and it becomes a tafel, so then it's bottle. But if it's there, not lanoi, then it would be a problem. So according to the first shita, only lanoi is mutter. If it's not lanoi, it's a problem. According to the second shita, it's only a problem if it's there to push it and make the schach remain kosher, but otherwise it's bottle to the schach. So for example, a person wants to put a shlak on top of his sukkah. So the rain cover is not there to make the schach nicer. So according to the first opinion, that's going to be a problem. Even if you put it directly on the schach, so it's right next to it, but it's not bottled to the schach. So you have a layer on top of your schach, which is not kosher schach. Plastic, whatever it is. According to the second opinion, it wasn't there to make the schach into kosher schach, by make sure it doesn't shrivel.
Mm-hmm.
The schach is fine by itself, and this is right there next to it. It becomes bottled to the schach. So according to the second opinion, a person would lay out a plastic layer on top of his schach when it's raining, and no rain would come in. His schach is kosher, and he can sit in the sukkah and make a bracha.
I thought we said we can have it that it's waterproof. In the last sif we just said...
We can't have that the schach makes it waterproof.
But something on top of the schach is okay to make it waterproof?
So something, according to this opinion, is since it's sitting directly on the schach, it becomes bottled to the schach, and... So it's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, one example of that, let's say a person wants to put netting on top of he has a bee allergy. So he wants, after putting all of his schach, he wants to put a netting over the top to prevent the bees from getting in. So it's very, very thin, so it's not going to create any problem with sale. Right? But it's something on top. Is it a problem? So it's not there to help the schach. It's right, but it's not there to make the schach functional.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not there to act as noy for the schach.
Right.
So what's that minimal drake? So I said we allow it for person who needs it because we say since it's chamts and meruba, so it's only relevant in the spot where it goes, and those spots will be problematic. But who cares? You still have enough without it. But according to the second sheet over here, it comes out a fascinating din. You could theoretically sit in your sukkah when it's raining and make a bracha according to that sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So halacha l'maaseh, a person has a shlach. Again, it's only if it's within four tefachim of the schach.
Yeah.
But if you do it in such a way, you could set up a situation. We don't make a bracha, but you can sit in your sukkah even if it's raining, and even kaim the mitzvah according to one shita. My rebbe does that when he has his shlach. When it's raining, he sits in the sukkah.
Who does?
My rebbe tells him mashkiach. Like he uses a shlach on top, and then he'll sit in the sukkah.
He doesn't make a bracha.
No. Okay, let's see it inside. Perusul esadim ibnei akama. Person takes a linen sheet and lays it on top of the shlach to prevent the sun from coming in. It's too hot. Or he puts it beneath it to catch the leaves which are falling, and it's not geschmack for the food. He doesn't want the leaves and the splinters of wood to fall on his table. Psula. If he put it there to beautify the schach, then it's kosher. This halacha then becomes secondary to the schach because it's there l'noisoi, and becomes bottled to the schach. It's only true if it's within the fourth tefachim of the schach. That's the first sheet, and the Shulchan Aruch presents that as the main sheet because he presents that as stam. But for Yesharim, there's a second opinion. We have a general rule that the Shulchan Aruch presents as stam, and Yesharim he's passing like the stam. So. We assume that the Shulchan Aruch is b'machriya like the first sheet. But v'yesharim shesukah shim sukeches kehilchoso. When's the problem? In the following scenario, there's enough schach on top. But v'yorei shema yivash aschach. You're worried about that the schach would dry out and then shrivel, and you're not going to have enough coverage. Or you're worried yishu ha'olin, enough leaves to fall off that it's no longer tzelsa meruba. We see it hakamos and meruba mitzel, so then it's going to be more sun light than shade. So in that scenario, if that's what he's worried about, the veris ala sadin, he puts a this sheet on top shlotis yavish to protect it from the heat of the sun. Or you put it beneath it shloyishrol, and the leaves shouldn't fall off. So it comes like Kemish Asad and Garm Shalyoda itself some Ruba Mechamosa. Since over here the Sadin is playing a role in creating a valid Sichuch, because without it, you wouldn't have enough Schach. So in that situation, it's psul. That's when the Mishnah said it's possible. But if your intent was just to block the sun from going in, it shouldn't be too hot, or things shouldn't fall on your head, or because of the beautifying. In all those cases, the loch is ksheiro, but that's what we leave within four tefachim. Okay. Now, so according to the second opinion, it's much more lenient. But the second opinion, it says, does say the following caveat. Miu, the chadchilo lo yase elim kain, hu nikr l'ko, shemachavim kain l'hoget. We don't want you using it, because people will come along and say, well, look at the guy's sukkah, he has a sheet on top. Well, they don't know that that's there. You know, they think it's there, that's an integral part of the schach, and they will draw the conclusion that it's valid for schach, and we don't want that. So it should be obvious, the way it's set up, that it's there for the purpose of protection. You know, it's a great place to hang your laundry. A nice flat area, take your sheet, freshly laundered sheet, light on top to dry. Right? So, if it's wet, people understand that your goal over there is not, that should be schach, according to this opinion, right? As long as it's not there, that it should be an integral part of the sichuch process by protecting what's beneath it. Even though you put it there not for sale at all, you put it there just to dry out your towel. Right? When you want swimming cold and moist, come back and take your towels and lie your towels on top of the schach. So according to the sheet, there's not a problem. It's within dal to the sukkah. It's not there to help the sukkah, so it's kosher. But then it's obvious to people why you're doing it.
It's not a little bit of a bazillion for the mitzvah when you do something like
that? Probably is.
I mean, the schach is the main part of the sukkah,
yep.
Ultimately. And here you're saying I'm going to use it to turn it into a clothes dryer.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. Nunalaf. Pirsul asadim v'neachama tatem v'ne nosha. So alkan losha the Mishnah. That's exactly is the quote from the Mishnah. Rasa mechamer v'dei rishonim v'neachama hu kip shote. So the words v'neachama means because it's sunny. So the sukkah on its own is valid. There's plenty of schach there. It's more shade than sun. Upeiras said, "Allah sudden hogin shlo you to kana sukkah klal." Be covered on top to block all of the sun because it's too hot. Me'anosher hainu shlo you, or then me'anosher because you don't want these things falling off of the schach into your food or whatever. So that's your goal. Psula. The Maaseh, you're protecting yourself with something which is the Makabal Tuma. That's not acceptable, according to this opinion. However, if you put a little Isuk Sheira, the Kim and the Habit Tzarech Suk, it's there to act as a functionary to the Sukkah. It's an adjunct to the Sukkah. So Suk is the Iker, and it's the secondary to it. So batel kavei becomes batel to the sukkah. Now, but after kashoy is a sukkah itself, some rubin mechamosa mechanal dilavoki psul. But it's only we're talking about the sukkah on its own was a kosher schach. Excuse me, the schach on its own was a kosher schach. Then you want to add this extra, etc. It doesn't bother us as long as it's there l'nois, it's mutter. Okay. So even though it's there lenoisa, but at some point in time you can't call it as bottle to the schach. The schach's up there, this thing is 5 feet away, no, it's bottle to the schach. So the Shir Chazal have is for Tfachim, which we mentioned before, and Tavresh Chazayim, at the end, when you put your noy, you should put them with Tech Dal to the Schach, not to get involved in any Shachas. Come to the second opinion, Meshar, none hey. Shasuk, they are zoo pliga adamekor. Shile, the ma, the isa, the Mishnah. The second opinion learns the Mishnah differently. The Mishnah says, Perishalas sadit, that it's possible, Meneacham. It's not because you don't want the sun to shine on you. That's not the, what we're worried about. We're worried about you don't want the sun to shine on the schach and make the schach shrivel. Hanu Rebbe, she sir lekamei dafka. I will hug him in a chama, but all in according to this opinion, just to protect yourself from the sun or because of the leaves. The bottle, this sheet holds its bottle. It's there as a functionary to the schach, so it's bottle to the schach. Well, it's a semi-functionary to the schach, but the main thing, as long as it's not that the schach depends on it. Alvim loy kivein. They said,
please don't do that. Don't wave your hand on my face. It's disturbing.
So there's no concern that you're protecting the halachic status of the sukkah with your sheet. It'll be fine without the sheet. It's just there to protect yourself that you don't like the heat or you don't like the things dropping. But there's no kashrus of the sukkah being developed because of that. So the sheet holds ksheira. Except for the problem of people will
see
it. Right, but Mitzad Hilchus
the sukkah itself
will be fine. The Kodesh Hilchus will be fine. The Chachila Milchilu Yasa the Yomer Haroyim Shekamrotz Kalasach. They don't know why he's putting it there. They say he's doing it for the schach purposes. I'm not eating the sukkah right now, so what's the problem? When I eat there, I'll take it away. No, you can't do that. Because we're going to assume that you're going to use it even b'shas achila, and assume that that's how you made your sichuch. Unless it's nikar l'kol, shemachav and kilahogan, that you're there, your goal is protection.
If you put a thin, like a very, very light netting, that would, people wouldn't think that that was for the schach. They would think that that's to protect yourself from the
bug. Right, so that doesn't have a right issue. The only issue you would have is if those so your schach is selsa merupa.
For sure. Right. You have plenty of schach there.
So now you put the netting on top. So where the line of the netting goes, that line has this thing on top of it.
What do you mean the line?
Each little thread of the netting.
Yeah.
So that piece of schach beneath it has something on top of it.
Right.
So let's assume that there's enough of that, and now if you remove all of that place where the lines run, you wouldn't have necessarily tselsa merupa. So according to the first opinion over here, that's not going to be acceptable. According to the second opinion, it would. Now, if it's going to be tselsa merupa anyway, so who cares? So ignore all those little lines and still be still similar.
And people wouldn't think it's for the schach. If they saw a netting.
Right, that's a secondary issue. The first issue we have to down is, the kashrus issue. Uh-huh. Now, so come along to one of the
questions. If you have plenty of schach and there's plenty of shade there, so then the issue is not the shade, because you,
even if you would remove theoretically all the places which are covered with this.
Yeah, you still would have plenty.
You still have plenty. So here's the shiloh. One of the questions raised the Valen Shah. What about Lovud? So he had the shiloh, which they asked Rabbi Yasha, was a person set up his sukkah, and he realized afterwards that he's underneath the clotheslines.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else has, they have these people, and the clotheslines are loved to each other, within three tefachim of each other. So do we consider the whole area like it's loved, and that he, wow, now he has schach on top of, he has something on top of his sukkah, which is not kosher.
Wow.
So it became a big machloek, is whether you say loved in that situation, the apostle or not. And the Maaseh, the suggestion of a lot of person was not to get involved in it. So then the netting, Kabbal Chomer has a lovin' issue.
Yeah.
Right. But according to the second sheet, it's fine. So in case of Tzarech, we're definitely Samech on it. The real eitz is that we saw before there was a din of bitul schach, puzzle. Right? If you mix it in, see, so if you put it in and put some sichuk on top of it, then it's fine. schach, netting schach. So it becomes
according to Bauchitas?
Right, because once it's mixed in amongst us, you don't obviously see it independent from the schach. So then if you don't see it, then it becomes bottled to it. Bottle barov.
When does the netting come?
Because it's loved. All these little squares of netting are loved to each other. So like the whole, if you hold love as a problem, so the whole thing is enclosed, the whole thing's covered. Let's finish off over here. So
netting's not kosher.
Netting's not kosher.
Netting's not schach.
Right, netting, like plastic netting, light nylon. Okay, now came along the Shulchan Aruch said at the end, it has to be clear that your goal is lahogit. Now, first, she holds it doesn't help you. Then you're right. Because they hold the hagan as a problem. The only case which is mutter is lenoisa. We should go like the first sheet. So you have no other choice. You're not going to send the sukkah anyway. So what do you lose? Mutav lifra sad and tachas askach b'sukkah arba tvochim mishiach chutz sukkah. You might as well put some of their catch the leaves falling down and sit in your sukkah. Then not sit in the sukkah. Well, I'm a stayer. I'm potter because the leaves on my head. Well, fine. I have an eitz to make it not mean stayer. And I'm going to the yotzer. So why not? Well, you baruch hazeh leishav b'sukkah. You will not make a bracha. Are there sherbet ma'im? I'm your locha. The fimash eskim achren and the yesh tachmon kedar b'shana. Yeshar shalog lifras afili yabish el shlom b'shasachil. Okay. So again, this sheet though that it's nikkur that's there liyabish. So according to the second sheet, that's good. The only time it's possible if it's there to strengthen the status of the schach. But you're not doing that over here. According to the first sheet, unless it's there lenoisa, it's a problem. So it's wet and it's there for drying. Very nice. It's not lenoisa. It's not there to make the sukkah look nicer. So this becomes irrelevant. You're going to argue that you don't have no other place to put your things to dry. If you're not using the sukkah, so you don't lose anything. Obviously, you can't be sitting under such a thing. But your question about the chur, that's not really the chur. It's a good question. I'm not sure why. The pshat. Okay. That's the Tav Reish Chav Tes. Let's hold it here.